That's your cue, Daisy.
Hi. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us this evening for our weekly prayer call. We're going to take this time to go before the throne of our Lord and Savior and just pray to Him and petition Him on behalf of all the persons that are a part of this community for healing and deliverance of our condition. So if all hearts and minds are clear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for today, Father. For this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come to you this day on behalf of the thousands and possibly millions of people who are or will be infected with this condition. Father, we come to you asking, Father, that you would just send your healing that you told us is for us through the blood of Jesus. Your word reminds us that by his stripes we are healed. Father, we pray that more education and more information will be given to the masses in regards to this disease, and that it will not be so grossly misunderstood. We pray, God, that the fear and anxiety that comes along with knowing you have this condition, Father, would subside, and that you would comfort those who are newly discovering this condition in their body, or those who sometimes get weary in well-doing. Father, we just pray that you would send your angels to encamp around us, and that we would not fall prey to the voices that the devil tries to whisper in our head, that you don't care about us, that you have left us to ourselves, that we have no future, that there is no need to hope. All of those things are lies. We know, God, that you loved us, and the word reminds us that you loved us before we even decided to love you. You knew us when we were being formed in our mother's womb. You know every hair on our head. You love us so much that you sent your son, who was blameless, to die a criminal's death for every sin that we have committed or will commit. So we know, God, that you are more than willing to deliver us from this situation. Father, you tell us to not think it strange that we would face these type of trials in our life, but to count it all joy. Yes, joy is what the word tells us, that nothing will compare to the glory that we will see in you. So, Father, we pray that you would just renew our strength, that we would not give up, that we would hold steadfast on your word. More importantly, God, that we would keep our eyes on you and not our circumstance. Father, because we know that you care about us, that you have already healed us. The word reminds us that the victory is already won. We just have to hold on long enough to see the story unfold. I pray, God, that our strength, our faith will be strengthened. I pray, God, that we will have the type of faith that is unshakable, that no matter what sensations we're feeling in our body, no matter what weird stuff we see happening around us, that we will not concentrate on those things, but that we will concentrate on you, and that we will know that you have a plan for our life. As you told us in Jeremiah, I have a plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and for a hope and a future and an expected end. We know, God, that you are not a man that you would lie, that you will keep every promise that you have given to us. But you've also instructed us that we must have faith. And if we have faith, we can say to this mountain, move, and it shall move. This disease is that mountain. This condition is that mountain. We must speak truth to that mountain every day. Disease, you will leave my body. I will not be in this state forever. This is where I am today, but this is not my end state. You must speak of life to your body. Body, you will be healed. Body, you will be made whole. Body, you will be disease free. Father, we pray that you will just continue to keep us as we walk through this dark valley. It is a valley indeed, God. But we know that joy comes in the morning. Trouble will not always be here. But because we live in a fallen world that is corrupted by men who decided to stop following you long ago, we will reap the consequences. But we know as your children, you will protect us and you will lead us and guide us through the wilderness. It is by no mistake that you have led us to this website, because this is where the cure lies. And so many of us have regained our life, and I am one of them. I am not 100%, but my life is back 100% because I am well enough to function fully and to not let this condition consume my thoughts. I prefer to have you consume my thoughts and my actions. So, God, I thank you for Mel. I thank you for John, these two wonderful souls that were obedient to your voice. I thank you for what they have created, a place for us to come, Father, and to get the nourishment and the education that we need to help our bodies fight off this condition. God, I know in time you will reveal the truth. I am no longer waiting for man to tell me what this is. I know, God, that in your time you will reveal the truth, because your word tells us that everything done in the dark will come to light. So, God, I will just continue to wait on you, patiently expecting for your promise to be fulfilled. Lord, we pray for every child who is struggling with this condition. We know, God, that it is hard for them as children to want to partake in all the different holidays and school events and all the different things that come about that food is attached to, and sugar and things that aren't very healthy for the body. I pray, God, that these children would have open minds and understand that everything that their parents are doing for them is for their good and is not to harm them. I pray that they will appreciate the lessons that they're learning now, and that they will come to treat their bodies the way you intended us to treat our body. I pray for every person who doesn't have the support of their family, who doesn't understand what they're going through, who has labeled them all of these labels that are not true. I pray, God, that you would comfort them right now, and that they would understand that they have a community of people who they can talk to, who will befriend them, who will be there with them, through this journey towards wellness, because you will get well if you follow the protocol and if you have faith that you will get well. If you continue to speak to that mountain. God, we pray for Mel. We pray, God, that his hands will continue to be diligent in the work that you have put before him. We pray for John. We pray that his mind will be able to conceive the things that you have put inside of it to help us get better. I pray, God, for every person that is on this call. God, whatever they are in need of, Father, I pray that you would just give it to them according to your will. Sometimes we want something and it's not good for us. And sometimes we go through things so that we can become closer to you, God. I pray, Father, that we, our faith will become stronger. I pray, God, that our hearts will become tender to you. I pray, God, that you would forgive us for every sin that we have committed. And Father, I pray for every person on this call who may not know you or who may not have confessed that you are Lord over their life. I pray, God, that they would confess with their mouth that your Son came down, died on the cross, was buried, and on the third day rose again with all power in his hand. And because of that, we have the right to eternal life. These bodies are going to return to the dust from which they were formed. But our spirit will be with you forevermore. So regardless if we see healing in this life, we know we will see it in the next. And that alone, Father, gives me joy and gives me peace. And the peace that surpasses all understanding is what I pray for every person who finds out they have this condition. I pray, God, that your joy will live inside of them. And all the mysteries that are associated with this disease, we know one day you will reveal them. So, Lord, we thank you. We give you honor, praise, and glory. We know that you are here right now because your word reminds us that where two or more are gathered, you are here in the midst. So we thank you, Father, for your listening ear. And we pray, God, that you will answer every prayer that was spoken. And we ask these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
Welcome to everyone today. And I'm going to, as we do at the end of each prayer meeting, ask those in the audience if they have any questions. And I'm going to start with Ms. Tracy. Good afternoon. Do you have any questions?
Hi, Mel. Yeah, I have one question. My daughter is doing the protocol just the month, and she also needs to be on vitamin C and rutin to help her collagen. And I'm wondering, you know.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
She's 17.
Okay, so she's taking 3 thymic a day?
She is.
Okay, you should check the label. That might be enough C for her.
Okay.
Okay, and if not, then we can go ahead and tell you that find yourself a good C or send John an email and ask him what he would advise that you purchase.
Okay.
Even if he doesn't make it, he'll know who makes the best.
Okay. That's great, Mel. I just wanted to know that it wasn't going to contradict or, you know, where to add it in. So it sounds like I hadn't realized for some reason.
You only have to keep it away from MMS.
Okay.
Because they negate one another.
Okay. Thank
you so much.
Anything
else you'd like to ask?
Actually, yeah, one more thing. We had also been using chlorella to help with detoxification. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, send an email to John.
Okay. Okay.
No, really, Grace. Sometimes the best questions go to John B.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
That's
John, I mean, Mel, can I address what Tracy asked real quick, just a little bit of my experience with chlorella?
Okay. Yeah,
Tracy, I just wanted to share with you that chlorella is something that's used to chelate the body. Chelating is when you take heavy metals and make them liquid so that the body can get them out to the exterior organs like urine and bowel. So I chose not to introduce chlorella. I consider it mixing protocols, and I always followed Mel's guidelines in that regard. However, at about 9 months in, I did introduce it in the form of cilantro, which Mel, if you recall, Mel used to say go easy on that stuff. So cilantro is, of course, a natural food-based way to introduce another chelating factor along with the chlorella, but I think it's a little too soon for you right now. I'd wait a good 6 months before I considered that, and then I would look to the food alternative as the best source. With what's gone on with the Japanese meltdown in Japan with the nuclear reactors, we want to be careful of any food we're getting out of the Pacific right now, and we want to know that chlorella is basically grown on Pacific Japanese islands. So something to be mindful of. But anyway, hope that helps.
Actually, Peter, that helps a lot. Yeah.
Hey, one thing I'd like to add to that, since Peter kind of rattled my brain. Two things I think happened towards the very end. We detox heavy metals, and I did take something specifically for that. And we also probably push out as a lot of biofilm towards the end. So I would wait on your daughter a good 9 or 10 months until she thought she was really getting well, and then I would introduce something new. And again, I would just check with John on what his thoughts are.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks a lot, Peter.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, nothing teaches like experience. Only reason ever comment is because I have some personal experience to bring to bear. So, as Mel said, it's a little too soon, man. He warded me off, you know, chelating the body too soon of metals in regard to what he just said. That should come later in your detox. So patience,
okay.
You know, slow and steady first for a while, though.
Yeah.
Then,
so
yeah,
helpful.
We have
thank
a caller you. From area code 570. 570.
Hello.
Would you like to ask a question or say hello?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for the beautiful prayers. My question is about the new adding the new immune pulse at what, if you follow the protocol, when would you include that in the protocol? What time of the day?
Okay, let me just ask, who is this?
This is Julie, I'm sorry. Julie from Northeast Pennsylvania.
Hi, Julie. I know who it is now.
Do you remember, last December I found a little kitten?
Yes, I remember.
We named her Joy, yes.
Yes. After my mom?
Yes, yes. And
that's
and she's still with
You know, it's funny because I'm taking Impulse because I want to see what happens. And if nothing happens, I would probably think that maybe it doesn't work. When would I introduce it if I was still sick? Well, I'd probably wait a good 6 to 9 months until I started to really think I felt better.
Okay.
Then I could give it the big wham with the new Impulse and possibly push out before the end of 12 or 13 months instead of 18. So that's going to be my advice at the moment. And you can confirm that again by sending John an email, since John, along with Peter and Billy M., who's not here today but was quietly with us on the conference call last Sunday, and I all had a little bit to do with the new product, but John knows best when it comes to his products.
Yes.
So that's my advice. 9 months or thereabouts on Impulse for someone who's ill. As soon as you really think that you're almost better, that's when I would put it in, because you're going to get a reaction for sure. But again, confirm with John B., if you would, Julie.
Yes. Thank
okay.
You.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes, it's interesting. You brought up about chelating, and after being on the protocol, I've had two incidences with silver fillings, the mercury fillings.
Right.
I had one on the lower left side. I can't tell you how many months ago. It came out on its own.
Right.
And then recently, I was chewing food, and I realized something. I didn't know what was happening, but my tooth actually came off, and what happened was it exposed the mercury, because I still have all the mercury fillings. I'm not sure how many, but I've been without it, and it actually made me feel ill.
Correct. It would.
And yes, they're both, one open on the upper right in the top and one on the lower left on the bottom. So now when I'm eating food or drinking, it just seems since that day that it happened, it seems to have an effect. And
well, have you had them removed?
Pardon me?
Have you had them removed?
No, because that would be the next thing I'm looking into.
I would definitely get them out, because they're breeding an internal form of toxicity into you, and you don't need to go backwards.
I really believe that what you're saying, because I've just not felt the same since that took place.
Oh, I promise that what I'm telling you is exactly what needs to be done.
Yes.
Although, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I've been dealing with this disease an awful long time, and we tell people, and they have fillings exposed for whatever reason, it's time to get them replaced with, something that can't hurt you.
Well, the next step was in checking on mercury toxicity and on the dental fillings. I found actually there is a person in right where I live who does what's called biological holistic dental procedures, which is a safe way to remove them, not just mercury-free, but she uses safe methods. But she's holistic in her practice and has practiced 30 years, but she also goes through, has you have blood work. She does hair testing for the metal and goes in through the whole whatever for you. It's involved.
It's interesting that my doctor is a woman. My dentist is a woman.
Okay.
Okay, so, my doctor is cool beyond belief, because she listens and then she studies. Okay? My dentist, she now uses MMS on her gums and teeth twice a week, because she's watched someone at my age go from 60 to 70 and their gums keep getting better, and I have never had a cavity.
Because of the use in the mouth.
But I brush my teeth twice a week and gargle twice a week with MMS on different days. And my teeth and my gums have continuously gotten better in the last 10 years.
Wow.
So I would do a little gargling with the MMS to keep the toxicity level on those open, exposed mercury fillings down to a minimum.
Now, when you're saying the MMS, you're talking about the activated MMS or not activated?
No. You don't need to activate it if you're going to gargle and brush your teeth. Your gums will serve as the acid supply.
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to put 5 or 6 drops in a glass of warm water. And if you're only going to brush your teeth, you don't need a lot of water. And if you're going to gargle, you need more.
Okay.
With me?
I have to do that because I've been having terrible problems with
Well, yeah, you're probably going to get infections, and I found that when I had an impacted tooth from the car accident of July 2013, despite all the pain medicines and all the other things everybody gave me, the only thing that got the infection down was the MMS gargling so I could get the tooth removed.
Okay. May I ask
I hope that helped, and I'm very, very glad that you're spending time with us again.
Yes, I need to. May I ask one little question regarding this person who I found that, she, like I said, she's here in the city that does this work. How much would I – they want it – before they even work on you, they do the profile. They actually have blood work, et cetera. How much would you tell – with not mentioning Mark Ellen's, you said Kathy used to work around it. How what would you suggest to me, not to mention that at all?
Tell them that, you think that you're a Lyme candidate, but you can't get a great test yet.
Okay.
And that'll just take you, you know, Lyme is in the headlines. It's everywhere, and everyone knows that, you know, it's real, more so than they want to believe that Morgellons, which is very similar, okay? But we're not going to go there tonight. We're going to help
very
you.
Good. Tonight. Okay.
We don't get political here. We don't want to get shut down, and then people can't get helped.
Right.
Okay. So, again, welcome very much, Julie. It's really terrific that you're here, and I'm glad that you're asking questions. Okay.
Okay.
The next person is Daisy. Daisy, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good to go.
All right. And then next would be Elodia. Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, do you have any questions tonight? Peter's here in case you need to talk to him.
Oh,
hi, Peter.
Yeah. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, so nice. Thank you for such a beautiful prayer, sister. And thank you, everyone. Questions? I still have the crawlings and I'm purging every day, 24/7, so I'm healing, but I've been doing this since day one, so it feels like, is this part of the healing, or is this part of the battle of the disease, you know?
Okay, well, I'm going to let your personal coach answer that. Take it away, Peter.
The mystery of the crawling continues. I've actually, you know, when I had crawling, I would actually look at my legs, Ellie, and I would see the muscles twitch. I would actually see little movement, the strangest thing under my skin. So I was very persuaded at that point to accept that the crawling was a neurological firing going on. And for some reason, you know, every pathogen has an electromagnetic property to it. We have a field around us. The planet protects us from the sun. So even bacteria have electromagnetic capabilities. And for some reason, this particular Morgellon structure is highly electric and highly acidic. So that's why it trashes the system with acidity. And it runs along Langer lines of the body, Ellie, which are kind of like acupuncture lines where energy neural networks are formed within our bodies. So it's just a natural form of bacterial coral sensing. I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background. God is definitely amongst us. That's we have continuous thunder up here in Northern California, and God is washing my area right now with his tears. So he heard your prayer, Daisy. And he was in our midst. That's what that thundering is. But at any rate, so not to worry about it. Just observe in the areas where you have the crawling. It's good to massage those areas out with some coconut oil or some sort of a moringa oil, or even we've found through Mel's research and his contacts that even eucalyptus oil has a real powerful effect if there's MRSA co-infection and other types of skin fungi that we get, you know, just the infections that are out there. So don't let it alarm you. See it as a sign of getting well, and if you observe those areas, you might even see twitching, which will assure you that there's nothing moving under the skin. It's just a neural response, okay? And trust me, that's what's happening, folks. It's nothing mysterious. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I love you. Good question.
Thank you.
Awesome answer, Peter. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love you.
Oh, thank you. Elodia, by the way, is practicing her faith and building her faith and struggling through the issues of fear and mystery and, you know, all the difficulty early on with the disease. She's got the heart of a warrior. She's committed to this community, and she's a good candidate for getting well. So I'm really proud of you, Ellie. You don't go anywhere. Just settle in the slow and steady right now. Follow Mel's principles, sweetheart, and you're going to be fine.
Yes. Thank you, Peter, for all your advice and support, Mel, and everyone. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Everyone.
Is there anyone else who might have another question tonight? Well, then I'm going to say God bless all of you. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back here next Sunday at 3:30. Thank you all for coming. God bless.
Thanks, Mel. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. God bless.